Oh.
Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was another cracking week of Annie and Ando, or rather, it was Emily and Ando. Annie had the week off, and so we had the privilege of the very lovely Emily Tresida filling in as Annie's sub. Speaking of subs, Ando and Emily had an enlightening discussion on the phrase sub.
Like, is it rude to call you a sub?
I don't think so. I mean, I am what I am. Let's just say it how it is.
So you're a sub.
I'm the sub. I'm the sub for Annie. It's okay.
Give you a scenario. You and I'm at the Laird Hotel, a bar in Melbourne, a men's bar, and you shouted out, I'm a sub. It means something really, really different, buddy.
Well, look.
Sit in your chair. No.
Emily shared a little bit of her life during lockdown.
Because I've been wearing long pants the entire lockdown because the leg hair is out of control.
You know, it's not a good look when the hair pokes through. And it's kind of like, that's not really a velour set of pants you've got on there, is it? It's you coming through cotton.
They spent Tuesday talking about all things carbohydrates and had a very slight disagreement about pasta.
Let's say, hypothetically, you've got half a bag of penne in your your cupboard. You've got half a bag of elbows, you know, the little
No.
Okay.
Back away from the pan. You are not going to mix those two. I knew where you were going. No.
Definitely not.
No.
What would a weekly wrap be without Ando trying an accent with some mixed results?
I can't do an American
you
accent.
You got a little something in your nose.
They spent Thursday talking about awkward moments and telling someone they had some lipstick on their teeth.
I used to work with a woman who I'd just normally rub my tooth in front of her to let her know.
Yeah, that's another way of doing it.
Show my teeth and rub it. But the sixth time in the same day, I was kind of like, this woman shouldn't wear lipstick. I don't know what she did, but she always had a bit.
It's like a pen license. You need to get a lipstick license.
She would have stayed on grey leads or crayons for the rest of her life.
Then they bonded over weird smells they both liked. Honestly, it explained a lot about both of them.
Which, there are some weird smells. I used to like two-stroke petrol fume smell on a boat, when we were a kid.
Right.
Yeah, it was like...
I kind of like paint lacquer.
Yeah, these are all wrong. We're heading in the wrong direction.
But unfortunately, their wonderful partnership was thrown into turmoil when discussing eating in bed.
If you turned up with a bag of chips, you wouldn't be getting in my bed.
Really?
Oh, God, nothing. No, yuck. Why, do you eat in bed?
Yeah, for sure, no problem. I'll eat anything. Put dinner in the bed.
No.
Yeah, why not?
So a bowl of carbonara you would eat in.
Yeah, absolutely.
A pizza you'd eat in bed?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I've respected you so much.
We thank Emily for her wonderful service during the week, but we have the original duo back together again this week, often imitated, never duplicated. It's time for Up Early with Annie and Ando.
We're talking this morning about what happened while you're away, because you've been away.
I've been away. I came back today and some things have changed. Other things have remained exactly the same. Like when I came in, I couldn't find where our drawer was anymore, our filing cabinet.
Where we put our stuff.
And a wall had been knocked out or removed near the back.
Oh, yeah, that was the IKEA storage wall. I think Michael's been a busy man while you've been away and rearranging the studios.
Our everything wizard who does everything around here. But there was a consistent thing. There's a man who uses the public toilet downstairs when I park my bike and he scares the bejesus out of me. Like, what is he doing every morning? He was still there.
Was he in there? How do you know he's in? Oh, the little red flashing light.
No, I see him coming out. It's like so well timed. I'll always be locking my bike as he's coming out.
So you're popping a mono. Coming around the corner and this dude, maybe, you know what? I spoke to him and he's scared of you.
Yeah,
right. He goes, every morning I just go try to have a quiet ablution and suddenly this chick on a bike spins so around the corner.
It's like what they say about spiders. They're more scared of you than you are of them. I mean, he didn't appreciate it when I tried to swat him with a newspaper.
That's not very nice. So have you, in any other job, have you been away like on holidays or taken time off and come back and people have touched your stuff?
Oh, I hate that. I always make sure I lock it away, especially stationery, mints. Don't leave those things out on your desk. Any artwork or decorations that you think someone might pinch.
You know what I used to do here at Joy? There used to be tissues in the studio and we're a not-for-profit community organisation, so the cost of tissues was just getting out of hand and I think people were taking three home for Ron. And so one person used to always have tissues on her desk, our boss, and I used to, when I'd blow my nose, I would use
You'd
her tissues.
Pinch the
I'd
go, boss's tissues.
I'd do a little magpie swoop past her desk and take when she wasn't there and take tissues.
Oh, no.
I did buy her a box once.
Generous.
I realised there was cameras in the building.
Oh, that's the only reason.
Yeah, exactly.
6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
It is Monday. Annie Louie here. I'm back. Ando's here in the building. He's been here all along.
I didn't go anywhere, my friend.
Yeah, and things do change when people are away.
I know.
Surprises happen, and especially at work when I've come back before and found out that something I was working on had been scrapped. Like the manager goes, yep. They're like, oh, you know that thing I wrote like 1,000 words for? They're like, oh, we missed the cutoff, or like, we don't like it anymore. It's in the bin.
It's hard when they do that, I think, because you're not there. So how much involvement, like when you're away, do you switch off completely from work?
This week, I definitely did.
Tell me about it.
yeah, I tried not to have any contact because I knew that was probably how you would like to play it too. Like if I put myself in your shoes, you know, you don't want to be contacted if you're on air and doing things and I'm still in the background trying to micromanage.
It's interesting. You didn't need to, but it still felt like it. I could tell you were listening.
My presence, my spirit was here.
Your spirit was there. I must admit, when I take time off from work, I tend to still look at emails, like with smartphones and stuff. And the type of jobs I had, sometimes you just needed to be called. Like there was stuff that they needed answers on you know, big things.
Do you like the auto reply, the out of office? Do you use that?
I think it should. I just noticed you had one when I emailed you yesterday for our meeting.
I threw you under the bus. it's like, please contact Ando.
It's normally at work, it's a courtesy thing to say, hey, do you mind if I pop you on my out of office? For where you just put my name, email
who
address.
Who else have I got?
Yeah, exactly. Our producer. Our boss?
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't mind. Nobody contacted me for you.
thanks. Backhanded compliments. Nothing changed.
But yeah, I do out of office if it's helpful, not just I'm not in, like then who should I go to, or if it's different people for different things. Whenever I went away, I would have like, if you want to talk blah, contact this person.
Yeah,
if you want this, contact.
Would you ever stick your phone number on there?
Or urgent matters. It was part of my signature anyway. My mobile was always there. But
yeah, I didn't put it on for my comedy email in case, you know, Hollywood contacts me and I've got a jet off.
Hollywood? Are you allowed to fly now?
No, but you know, if it was big enough, maybe.
Ooh. Yeah, look, I think when you're away from work, it's whatever works for you. I am a control freak, as you know. And so being still across things kind of keeps me, makes it easier to come back too. I used to work with this girl that would always start back at work from holidays on a Wednesday, and she would spend the entire day doing emails. And you go, oh, good to have you. And she goes, no, sorry, I'm unavailable. She'd clear out her calendar and just basically sit there and tidy up her emails. That was day one. And then she'd be back at work theoretically Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend. She said it's much easier coming back like that.
Some of them are so irrelevant, though, the emails, that I wish there was a filter when you came back, because some of them would seem so out of date, especially if you've gone on a four-week holiday.
Here's a trick for you. I used to work with someone that they're out of office. They used to say, I'm currently away from this date to that date and won't be responding to emails. Any emails delivered from this date to this date will be deleted. Please please make contact upon my return.
Yeah, that's
and so
a
they
good
would just
one.
Go,
yeah.
And delete the whole lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't
love
that
it.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
20 minutes past 6 on your Monday morning. We're talking what happened when you weren't around or when you went away and you came back and discovered something. Yeah. And Annie, just before that track, you said something about a coma.
Let's go extreme. Like, that would be the most scary way of coming back and finding out things that being different, right?
Imagine that.
How long do you think is the world's longest coma, the world record?
Somebody coming, waking up from one. 7 years, 3 months and 2 days.
Way off. 37 years and 111 days.
37. How old were they when they went in?
6. And came out a full-grown woman.
A woman. So you've gone at 6. Do you think of what you can't do when you're 6 and what you can do when you're 43?
I don't know how they manage to, you know, you go through puberty and stuff, but you're sleeping.
Do you still go through puberty if you're in a coma?
Yes. You should see the photos. Elaine Esposito went into a coma in 1934, came out.
It's a long time ago.
1978 when she died.
So everyone's in, like, horse and carts and oldie worldie.
Wow,
she's got corsets. You know, think of the dress of the 30s.
Not corsets. That's a bit
not in the 30s?
1800s, oh, okay, isn't it?
So anyway, the quite modest dress, yep. And pops out in the love and free sex of the 70s. Yeah, there's Janis feminism. Joplin and Helen Reddy, rest in peace, all bopping there. That would have been scary.
Well, also at six, you didn't know any of that stuff either, so it would have just been scary to grow
that's
up.
Right. You haven't gone to school.
Yeah, you probably don't know how to read. And you're frozen in your prep. Alphabet.
Hang on, you would have been grade one, six-year-old, roughly grade one, grade two.
Mm-hmm.
That's... So I wonder what she missed. And those around her, would you celebrate a birthday party? Would they go into the hospital? I guess they would.
Well, that's a strange thing. Some of them still hear things throughout and they pick up on stuff. Yeah. And, for example, a woman, her husband had come in and told her about a trip that he had done. He flew to another state and then she woke up and she had inserted herself as the first person in that story. She thought she had flown to Washington during that time. And it was very hard to convince her otherwise. Mm. But here are some other crazy coma stories.
Yeah, give it to me. This is good.
Do you want the dirtiest one first?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Bring it on, grubster.
An 81-year-old granddad.
Oh, don't go grubby with an 81-year-old.
This granddad had been put under house arrest by his family after a bizarre accident turned him into a sex addict. He fell out of a plum tree, went into a coma, and when he came out,
He was horny.
He became a randy teenager.
Horny. An 81-year-old rampant.
Randy.
I thought you said rampant.
Well, he was rampant with hormones at 81.
You were saying before about somebody waking up 37 years in a coma.
Mm, I then found out that record's been beaten by two people recently.
Get out. How about 37? What's the best you got?
I think it's just slightly over that, a few months.
Only by a few months must be cut off.
It really sucked because they kind of passed away right after they came out of a coma, so they didn't get to...
Oh, Annie.
Sorry.
Oh, that's...
you want a funny one?
Yeah, give me some... Lighten it up, love.
With another coma story.
Yeah.
A guy I dated for a few weeks in high school was in an accident and nearly 6-month coma. He somehow woke up with a Scottish accent and his family couldn't figure out where it came from. Finally, they realised the accent was because of his ultra-Scottish grandma who was with him a lot as a baby. And that's what his brain latched onto.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So what was his nationality when you were dated? Like, what was his heritage?
Not sure, not Scottish.
And you only dated him for 6 months? No, he was in the coma for six months.
Yeah, in the coma. So extraordinary.
And then woke up Scottish. Was it a cute Scottish? Aye.
Or was it like, ah.
Fuck. Ah, Sean Connery.
Although that would be a nice upgrade. She should have stuck with him, you know? You got something more exotic. What if it was an Aussie guy? I wouldn't mind. That's a bit of an upgrade.
The other thing is what goes on when you're in that coma that your family or those your loved ones forget to tell you. So imagine like we're there and you've got someone in a coma and we bring you home, you've popped out and you're fine and we bring you home and suddenly Ando's there with a dude at the dinner table.
Yeah,
and
like, it's like, who's that?
Why is Ando kissing a dude? Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you. He came out while you're in your coma. Like, he's now into dudes.
You'd have to trickle feed that kind of info. Like, there'd be too many shocking things over, like, 6 months is not that much, but over 37 years, you'd have to, you can only take one revelation a day,
but
is what I would request.
Maybe keep a notebook that you can just give them to read at their own leisure.
But, like, imagine all the celebrities that would have died through that time, you know what I mean?
Or the ones, the politicians that are still in.
Oh, that's true.
Congratulations, Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand for the weekend's result while we're speaking.
Ah, yes.
Hey,
we have a text in on the text line.
Go text.
It's Andy. Good to be back with you, Andy. Morning, Annie and Ando. Coma. Sounds like a good Saturday night out with friends. Then you come off at Sunday afternoon, ready for work on Monday, like the old days. Ha ha.
Good to hear from you, Andy. Haven't heard from you for a while. Hope everything's doing all right. Andy's in the kitchen, isn't he, I think?
Yes.
Slaving away.
Anything changed in the kitchen, maybe? Yeah. I really need restaurants to come back so that I can get rid of the mouse problem at my house. They need to go elsewhere.
Let's not go to mice yet. Can we go back to your coma stories? Do you remember the Drew Barrymore movie, 50 First Dates?
Yes.
I love it.
She had memory loss.
Yes. And so back to the how do you let them know while they've been in the coma, they sat her down every morning. If you haven't seen the movie, essentially she lives with her dad, single dad, and her brother, and they have the whole town in on this thing that she has amnesia every night. So she wakes up and every day is a new day. So that everything is repeated. They play her a video
Yeah.
To tell her basically what's happened to
her. Is Adam Sandler in that movie?
Which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, I like that you omitted that.
I just deleted that bit. But yeah, I do love that. It's beautiful.
Or The Notebook.
Never seen it.
Yeah, they can't. She
it's about laptops.
Yes. It's about a big old MacBook.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We're talking what happened while you're away, because you've been away for a week, and thank goodness you're back. I did love having Emily Tresidder with me, but you know when you miss someone?
Oh, familiarity. That's nice. I did feel very involved in the show, like I was still here.
Did you? Because I was talking to Anna Murphy of the Joy's Murphy's Breakfast, and I said to her, my timings were off a little last week, and you know how anal I can get, you know how?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I said to Dean, I go, oh, a bit off this week, and she said, yeah, Annie's not here. It's because you're...
I'm your rock.
Yeah, Annie's not here, your routine's been thrown around. Hey, I want to talk to you about when I went out one night and got home and my car wasn't where it was parked.
In your garage? It was gone.
It was actually in the street. A while ago, and you know when you go, oh, did I park it there? And so after you do
that, drive you crazy,
that thinking for a little bit, I then rang the police and they come and they actually
dust
said,
for prints on the footpath.
No, they actually said, can you come into the station? It was easy, and I said, yeah, sure. So I did that.
Did you have to walk there?
No, I got a lift.
Took one of your other five cars.
You're so
did
rude.
You take the Porsche?
I'd have a Porsche.
No, I'll just hop in the Ferrari.
Maserati, actually. But anyway, don't be a cow. So I report it, then you go through the whole insurance company process, and my policy came with a loan car.
Oh, nice.
It was great. It was a lovely loan car, much nicer than my Ford Falcon XF, which apparently one of the easiest cars to break into.
Oh.
And my car, my dad used to drive taxis, and so my
I'll learn something new about you every day.
And my car was an old taxi, so it had done 1.3 million kilometres. You could turn the steering wheel.
Is that even possible?
Yeah, clocks register? Over. Yeah, clocks over. And the steering wheel, you could turn half a turn of the steering wheel, and the wheels actually wouldn't change direction. So it was a bit slack in the front end.
That's a bit dangerous.
Yeah, bit slack in the front end. The springs in the seat were gone. But you know what? It got me around most days.
Did you get around like, ooh, choof, dee, choof, like a monster car?
No. Okay. And it didn't have the meter in it or anything. I'd change that. But it did have a lot of screw holes in the dash from all the
accessories. Did you really want it back?
No, that's my point. I was kind of thinking it'd be nice to get the insurance money. So there I am in my loan car from the insurance company. This was in fancy suburb of Baldwin, Surry Hills area. I park at Coles Baldwin car park. And as I'm pulling into the one spot that's available, what's the car next to me?
Your car.
My car.
Get out.
My car.
They say thieves don't go very far.
No. So I quickly got what I needed for dinner and bolted, right?
Because I didn't want it.
And it was I kept ringing the insurance company and they were like, I think, I can't remember, was it 28 days or 31 days? And then they'd
imagine
settle.
Imagine you've gone and slashed your own tyres while you're at it, or just like set it alight a little.
I'm like, please, 2 more days or 3 more days is all I need before the insurance company settles. And then they would get that car. Anyway, the day before, get a phone call from the police, we found your car, can you come pick it up? I was gutted.
I'm rooting for you.
They stole all my CDs except my Fleetwood Mac greatest hits.
That's a banger. They just remixed that.
I know. It's going off. I finally don't know. And they'd left some used underpants in the back. Like, what were they doing with my car?
Violating it. And you didn't even get a dollar back?
Nothing. Oh, I got some. Oh, they fixed the CD player and stuff. But, yeah, so that's what happened when I went away. We are asking that question this morning. When you went away, when you came back, what did you discover? Text us on 0427 569 949. Slide into our DMs on Instagram. And we'd love you to follow us at Annie and Ando. You're up early.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Annie and Ando every morning on Joy.
We've been talking this morning about when you've been away and you come back and something's happened. Like, what did you miss out on, or what occurred?
Mm.
There's this thing with animals, Annie.
We love them?
We love dogs, yes. I'm a dog man. But when they're puppies, they can be so destructive. We went through, I reckon, and this is not an exaggeration, approximately $3,500 to $4,000
worth of dog beds. $1,000
worth of dog beds.
Well, my bed doesn't even cost that much.
No, I know, but when you go through that many, and they're big, you know, you've seen the site, Great Danes are big dogs, so they need a big bed.
What do you
bed.
Make them out of?
They're out of, like, memory foam.
Whoa.
And the better the quality of the foam, the more expensive the mattress, and they're big. So they got banned from being in their bedroom during the day because they would just chew And it'd always be, you'd forget to look in their room and they'd have dinner and you go to put them to bed and as you open their bedroom door, you just go, whoa, what's gone off? There's been a foam rubber explosion.
Ah.
And this other time, got home and this massive big urn and standard ficus tree has been smashed to smithereens. There's broken pottery everywhere, soil everywhere.
Dangerous.
Yeah. And two dogs sitting there just staring at the door going, wasn't me.
So do they have a guilty face? Oh, I love it. Well, all those internet photos of dogs that know they've done something wrong.
And I'm like, oh. So I rewound we got CCTV.
Yeah.
I looked at the CCTV and I would have put my money on my little girl because she was looking more guilty. It wasn't. It was a big boy. Oh. She came and played in the mess when he pulled it over and smashed it. But before that, it was him.
Wow.
The things pets do when you're not home.
That is, well, a woman that I know, she left to have dinner, came back and thought her house had been burgled and it was actually a shelf, like one of those self-assemble shelves.
From the blue shed.
Not from the blue shed, from like the white, the yellow and blue self-assemble shed. You know, collapsed while she was gone and like wine had fallen off one of these shelves as well. Yeah. So it actually looked like blood when she first stepped into the house and that would have been terrifying until you realise, oh, it's all good.
To think that that's an intruder.
Yeah.
Do you do a check through? Like if you've been away or you come home, do you like check under the bed, the wardrobes? Do you have a bit of a process to make sure the place is secure and safe? And
no, I don't.
Really?
At night I'll lock up and things, but not when I first get in. I mean, am I supposed to do the thing where I put a little hair strand on the door, like a little kid on my diary?
Well, you're in a share house. Like, how are they going to know that, oh, that's Annie's, oh, that your hair, actually, it's so thick and luxurious.
Yeah, yeah. That burglar actually wouldn't get in.
No, it'd be like a chain on the door. Wow. Yeah, I do a little bit of a walkthrough, but part of that's me just checking everything's okay.
That's a lot of effort.
I don't open every cupboard, but
every drawer. Just to check.
But I do. You know, you get a sense of.
You have a sixth sense for that. If there was a hair out of place.
Yeah,
at your
I would.
Place.
Yeah. I would. But I do. Our alarm system rings you on the phone to let you know you're being robbed.
Oh, fancy.
What are you supposed to do? And it's always. It's done it a few times, and it's never been an intruder. The worst one was when a log in the fireplace rolled out. And we were walking behind the coffin at Dad's funeral and Mr. Ando's phone's going off and I can feel mine vibrating.
Imagine that. Imagine like, you were getting robbed while you're at a funeral.
That a lot of people say that's what happens. So we're like, oh, what do we do? So we sent Mr. Ando's brother back to our place to check and he just rolled the log back in. But how's that for timing? Because you do, apparently when funerals, like everyone's at a funeral, because they're so distracted, that's the time people roll.
Or even if you post on social media that you're going on holiday, don't, you know, the friends
you
that
don't
might
put your
know
address,
where
though, 32
yeah, but
Sycamore
your friends
Street.
Who know where you live and have been to your house.
Rob you.
Could.
Your friends wouldn't rob you, would they?
What? You'd hope not.
Well, first of all, let's not call them friends.
They're all robbers waiting to happen, essentially. We used to turn the radio on to scare people
away.
And
a light on timer?
A light on timer,
no.
This was back in the, 2000s.
Coo-coo-coo, fake animals all around. You can get these frogs that when you walk through, like some shops have them, when you walk through, there's a laser beam and it goes, rabbit, rabbit.
Oh, nice, yeah. No, I joked because I'm going away if more restrictions lift, I'll get recordings of my housemate playing bagpipes and we'll put a cardboard cutout of him in my room.
I love it.
And we'll just blast the place with bagpipes.
That's a brilliant idea. Hey, stick around for the Murphy's breakfast. We're back with you tomorrow. We have a huge show coming up. We're talking bangers. Bangers, what? Snags.
Oh, snags.
Sausages. It's Tuesday, of course. It's food and it's Ando's Chip Challenge.
And we're missing out on the democracy sausage, which is why we thought we'd do a sausage show.
Oh, brilliant. You're on Up Early with Annie and Ando.
Miss the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.